Stock, this is trading on Vivian Snodgrass. Vivian, VIVIAN, Snodgrass, SNODGRASS, Snodgrass. Date of consultation is 9/10/24. Date of birth is 5/10/65. Please make copy for Jose Burgos. Burgos. Jose, Jose. Jose Burgos. MD. Next paragraph. Dear Jose, thank you for sending Vivian Snodgrass for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is present illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD and history for a non-small cell lung cancer. Had previously undergone a left lower lobectomy on August 7, 2024. Period. The patient is presently recovering from it and has some soreness across the left chest and back, and denies significant shortness of breath except for the exertion. She had received chemotherapy prior to her surgery for a left lung mass, and has completed a course of chemotherapy. Slash immunotherapy, and presently the port has been discontinued. The patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, but is unable to tolerate a CPAP mask due to history of PTSD. She has no leg swelling, and she denies any coughing spells, but has mild wheezing. And has no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of tonsillectomy at a young age, history of Mycobacterium abscessus infection of the lungs, diagnosed in October of 23, and past history for bipolar disorder. She has obstructive sleep apnea, history of PTSD, history for hypertension, as well as diabetes for over 20 years. She has had right shoulder repair and surgery on her feet. Next paragraph, allergies to doxycycline, Zyvox. And mustard and lisinopril and Levaquin. Next paragraph, family history, mother, died of cancer. I'm sorry, died of adenocarcinoma, unknown primary. Father died of father died of colon cancer. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has had no glaucoma, cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no shortness of breath, coughing, spells, but has some wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, diarrhea, but has constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has hay fever. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She does have some skin rash. Next, med list included losartan, 25 milligrams daily. And Lantus insulin, 30 units daily. Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams weekly. And lidocaine patch for pain, as well as hydrocodone, 10 milligrams as needed. And also on Xtampza, Xtampza, 13.5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged female who is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Mild pallor, no sign of this, no clubbing of perfedema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 74, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 258, saturation 99, and room air. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are, decreased excursions with the tenderness of the left chest wall. Breath sounds diminished to the left base with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular, somnolence, to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor density. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions and added. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is history of non-small cell lung CA, status post left lower lobectomy. And number 3 is history of diabetes. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5, history of atypical mycobacterial infection, in brackets, Mycobacterium abscessus. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan, the patient will continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. She was advised to use steorto-respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. Complete pulmonary function study will be done next month. And follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 6 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jose Burgos, J-O-S-C, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S-M-D. Thank you, Dr. Susan.